Blog Talk Radio.
America's leading internet and mobile provider is bringing you seamless connectivity across all your devices.
DA's office and my bitch ass sister. I don't call that bitch my sister. I really feel sorry for these people. Y'all, I'm sorry. Y'all give me. Y'all, this is raw. I'm a raw individual. I can't put cut on what the shit is. The fuck ass city girl, I'm looking at that shit, that trashy ass shit. Is that what I need my granddaughters to see and think it's all right? Hell fucking no. All this satanic shit. Man, it's just, oof, Lord have mercy. I developed blood pressure problem behind this shit. You understand? I didn't have a blood pressure problem. Like, I've been in emergency at least 4 or 5 times. A doctor kept therapist being in this house 4 or 5 times. Don't nobody do me. I ain't looking for nobody to do that. I just asked God to give me strength to endure. Don't let me die by these motherfuckers saying, period. Not on their side, I mean. I pray for them. I hope they bow down to God. Because we all gonna leave here. And time almost up. You understand? This book is not walked out, okay? Y'all better pay attention. Get right. Get your soul right. Get your soul right, young people.
Right.
God didn't expect us to be perfect. But we must honor him. We must know that there's no God before him. And it's pain and it's suffering in this life. We won't be the first one and we ain't gonna be the last one. But these people dead, bruh. They shed their blood, bruh. You know how many graves these homes built on? A black slave that was lynched, working in cotton fields and shit. I'm coming down here where I live, bruh. And they fucking treat me the same fucking way. And I'm law abiding. Come on, bruh. You know who look out for me? The white people. The white people. Yeah, that's who look out for me.
Damn.
I'm down here with all these bougie ass. They all from New York, from Virginia, from every fucking way. I don't know nobody from Atlanta down here but me. They could be here. And there are some nice people in Fayette, nice black people in Fayette County. For the most part, there's a bunch of fake niggas down here. You know, this shit is not new to me. What's new to me is that I got my own damn jacuzzi. That's the only thing. I grew up with this shit. The houses weren't maybe quite as big. But, hey, I come up in an era where we migrated. We broke that segregation shit. Cascade, Decatur, yeah, all that was white. College Park. All that was white.
Right.
Believe me, I busted all of it open. North side, west side. Well, I was born on the west side. East side, south side, north side. When my dad built a home in Gwinnett County in 1976, that took me to the north end. Now I'm cool with the north end. I just like to shop on the north end.
Yeah, because Buford Highway, I used to live on Buford.
I didn't want to make this about me, but I am making it about what's going on with us as a people and this industry. It's sad. It's sad. I'm a wreck. I'm even surprised, brother, because let me tell you, I've been threatening them. Threatening them, I'm going to drop my documentary. I got documentary, I got a book, I got everything I need, bro.
Can I say something? Hold on. Let me say this. Now, you already know Kitty Cake, already got that. You saying that you've been threatening them about the documentary and books and all that. Now, we know that some people... that said the same thing. Unfortunately, they were murdered.
Eliminated.
Yes, neutralized.
But see, this how I feel. Listen. They're not gonna stop coming for me. That's what's real to me. No matter what I do, say, or don't do. You understand? But this is who I am.
But the but hold on, the thing that's fucking with me, and I excuse my language too, but I understand, but then again, I have a dilemma on this understanding is that these are your children that's trying to kill their mother, allegedly. That, I'm trying to process it. Because it's...
You think you're trying to process it?
It sounds crazy.
It's an everyday struggle. If I did not hold on to God's unchanging hands, because there are days when I be just wanting to give up, bro. I cannot fight these people, bro. They bigger than me. But my God can. And no matter what happens to me, what's important to me is that the truth be out there. What's important to me is that the world know I am somebody. Don't think you gon' fucking erase me, nigga. I made your ass. You didn't make me one of my niggas. None of you motherfuckers made me. You know, and it's hurtful, but I gotta keep my head up. You know, other people's boys, daughters, they love me, man. Everywhere, man. They love me. I don't care. Not just this state, not just this city. Everywhere, international, they love me. So you know what it feels like to be the struggle for people and bear the shame of just you even doing this shit by yourself. And your mama turning her head. Your dad is turning her head. They just want to see you struggle. You understand? Not even being there for my kids, man. Man, and then my kids turn around and make it. Bro, I ain't never wanted no mansion. I ain't asked for this house. I did ask for decent transportation. You've done all this damage to my body, and you won't even be able to send me to physical therapy. You didn't even give me transportation to come to this house. You never even came into this house for this place. And I tell you what, if you're fucking damn who, you know, you so bossed up, and you so this, and you so that, bring your ass inside this house, my nigga.
Let me ask a question. Do they, all right, because somebody said something in that kind of made me think a little bit, but I just want to build around what this person said. Sounds to me like they are trying to protect you. Now, let me build around that real quick. Now, what if they trying to keep you up? Hold on now. What if they trying to keep you away because of that? You know, that evil, entertainment business, you know what I'm saying? And they really try to get the ones that's close to you. What if they trying to keep you out of harm's way? Could that be the case?
Let me say what the case is. First of all, when you sign your name on the dotted line and put your fucking name on that contract, they ain't trying to fucking keep you out of harm's way because the harm is going to come to you one way or another. You understand? I Google myself. I know my name because of them. You understand what I'm saying? That much I won't reveal. But there's too much on my name, bro. And it shouldn't be. You understand? Because when these people go in and do what they do, they're not just going in. You think you're going to go in, make your money, and take care of your mom? Hell no. Your mama, your damn body going to be there. Oh, and you know, the thing of it is, you know, what you think I'm going to do after this? I didn't even know I was going to be on live, but I don't give a fuck either. You know, God is obviously opening up a door for the world to hear the truth. You know, because ain't nothing fake about me. I don't like Hollywood. I don't want to be seen. I don't got to be heard. But, you know, every time this boy has an event, I've only been to like three. I even paid $300 to see Lil Baby because I personally love Lil Baby. You know, was proud of Lil Baby. You know, and I paid $300 at that arena down there, State Farm, and Peter had who stopped at the door. They didn't have no ticket for me, and they had me at the door for like an hour. And I started going off, and it got to a security guard that had some clout, and he said, "Let her in." Okay, but
Now, look. Like I said, I'm going to take some calls real quick just to get some of y'all opinion. Like I said, the full interview is in the description box under this live. All right? So I would like to take a couple of calls. I would take probably like 3 to 4 calls just to get, like, to see what's on your mind of what's, you know, so far. And then we're going to go ahead. So I'm going to leave it like that, but I just want to show something real quick. I haven't done this in a while, but the phone line is open. You see it right there. I was trying to show something else, but this is where I used to live at in Atlanta, right? Chicago, 2000. This is Simpson Road up there, but they changed that. That used to be Simpson Road. They changed that. I used to live right here. Right here. This shit right here never looked like this. This shit looked it run down, beat the fuck up. These little pillars or whatever you want to call this shit right here, none of this shit was there. None of that shit. None of this. This was even longer than that. You can't even go around that way like that. Just a little bit. So we used to live like literally right up here on the second floor. And shout out to Curly. Rest in peace, Curly. Curly and his brothers ran this whole shit over here. And, you know, these projects over here, too. Shout out to them, too. Curly got murdered, man. His brothers, Junior, and the other one, like, they ran this whole shit. You know what I'm saying? And right up here, all right? The dude named C that used to, that fuck with the Goody Mob, that was in a cell therapy video, this was his store right here. Never had shit in there, but that's how I know he's probably selling something out that motherfucker. Because it was hardly shit in there. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful chocolate sister owned this store. Her name was Lala. I don't know if she's still there. I haven't been down there since 99. Yeah, I went back in 99. Even though I still had my crib in Brooklyn, I came back down here and lived right here with my, all of us was from New York. Roma, Ra, Bruce Sly, my cousin, he's still down there. He live off old National right now. But this block right here, when you get off the motherfucking mother, all this shit will be dark. As you can see, you don't even see lights over here. So this used to be mad dark. Now, let me give this one situation. There's some of y'all that been fucking with me, y'all already know the story I'm going to tell. Like the Red Dogs. Y'all know about the Red Dogs. I heard that shit means run every drug dealer out of town, out of Georgia. Some shit. That's what the acronym of Red Dog stands for. I just found that out watching, I think, First 48 or some crazy shit. Or some documentary, I think. That's how I knew what the fuck Red Dogs mean out of 20-something years. Anyway, so it was this white boy crackhead, right? And this shit go all the way back. Niggas pump all the way over there, or trap. We call it pumping. All the way down to, like, the stores around there, right? All the way back there. So, like, Curly and his brothers and them ran this whole shit. You hear me? Like, literally feared. And they was fucking with us. So that's a good thing. That's why we didn't, you know, niggas ain't run up in our crib. Because, you know, they showed us love. So salute to the real niggas in on the west side. Salute to them, right? So we live right here, so it was a white dude that always came by. Let me make sure y'all can hear me. All right, I'm not on mute. All right, so it was a white dude that always came around and beat niggas. So he would pull up in his little car and say, all right, give me two. And you put the crack in his hand, he'll pull up on you. So they had a trap all the way down there somewhere. I don't even know, but it's down there. It's all the way down. It's not around the corner. It's way past all this shit, and I don't even know. But I know it's back there, far back there somewhere. Any fucking who? So Curly, we sit right here on the steps, literally right here on the steps. So it's me, his cousin, and Curly. And again, rest in peace, Curly, man. That's really fucked up. Cool ass gangster nigga. So we chilling, you know, about the smoke, got the swishy sweets. You already know, 40 or OE. You know what I mean? This is pretty much early in the morning. This is like 11, 12, good 11 in the morning. Long story short, the white boy pulled up right here. The nigga pulled up right here. Literally right here. And me and him and his cousin standing up in the doorway. Right there. Or right here. This is one of these motherfuckers. And Curly was like, yo. He told his cousin, like, look, this is the motherfucker that been robbing everybody. Go serve him. And he's going to pull off and I'm going to catch his ass. It was a shotgun hidden in the bushes right around here. All this shit, what you see right here, just look at it as it got hit with a bomb. This shit, they painted this shit. None of this shit looked like this. This did not look like this. Okay? It looked nothing like this. Believe when I fucking tell you, this shit looks like the Taj Mahal compared to how it was what was this, 99. It had to be 98, 99, one of those two, when I came back to Atlanta, right? So long story short, his cousin came to the car and served him. And he did exactly what Curry said he was going to do. Mind you, the white dude is driving. He's facing going this way, and it's a black dude in the passenger seat. I didn't even know. I didn't even see the black nigga. Anyway, he pulls off in a small little car. Mind you, you see this little steep, you know, it's a little hill. So the velocity, you know, it's going to slow the car down a little bit as you go up. You know what I mean? It's going to slow the car down. So he's coming up. He's about to make this right here. My nigga Curly came through the motherfucking grass right here with the double barrel sawed-off shotgun, my G. Literally right here. He's dead, okay? He's been dead for years now. Wow! This black dude had to get it. Blew his motherfucking face into the street somewhere. And guess what? I was on a stoop. The stoop. I was sitting on a fucking, I just say the stoop, you know, sitting on the steps. And I did that Jamaican shit, boop, boop, boop. You know, I did that. Motherfucking C was outside his store. I think his name is C. It's C. And he walked back down this motherfucking hill. He put the shotgun right over here. And came up to me and said, go to the store, get some Swisher Sweets in a 40. And nigga, I walked right to this store right here. Got me a Swisher Sweet in a 40. Because he already had weed. And we smoked, and guess what happened? No police came. No red dogs, no nothing. So that is a story, one of my stories. And guess what? Let me give you one more. This was Simpson Road. They changed this shit. For those who know, this was Simpson Road over here. So they changed this shit. This is not Simpson Road no more. So we used to be up here. This is where T.I. took his picture, trap music shit. All right, so a lot of these houses wasn't even here either. You know what I mean? It was gates and shit. Like, this shit looked real deserted. But it was some houses, but not as much as you see now. This shit was totally different, my G, and dark at night, okay? So I got so many stories here, man. I got so many stories right here. So this is Innocent Projects, but it's gone now. This is where Innocent Projects was. This is where niggas will be pumping at, or I should say, trapping. Okay, right here. It's a one way in, one way out. If you look at the trap music cover or inside, and you see it's inside the project, you see it's inside of some apartments. That's it right there. I used to be up in there. Shout out to my nigga J-Bo. He's home. He fuck with T.I. T.I. used to be in that crib. You know what I mean? But I've probably seen, I don't know. Like when I called my cousin Bruce the last time, about this shit with the J Prince shit, he was on the phone in the cutoff. Like, he stayed in that crib. Like, he stayed there. Shout out to J Bo, his grandmother, his mom, his sister. Everybody was hustlers. Shout out to J Bo, you know what I mean? Jabari, that's my guy right there, man. Shout out to you. And because J Bo is in the picture too. You see the young dude on the cover and shit. That's my guy right there. So we used to always be in that crib. So, you know, like I said, nigga, I was all over Atlanta. This is not even the only part. I just don't want to bore y'all. But over here was real crazy, real wild. Real wild over here. And we talking grimy 90s, man. When you get off the bus, the MARTA bus right here, nigga, you can't even see down here. It's no lights. It's dark. It was wild out this motherfucker. But I love Atlanta like a motherfucker. So salute to Atlanta. Anyway, I was trying to see if anybody was going to call in. Y'all not calling. So, with that being said, everybody, y'all go to the video. It is on. It's in the description box. All right? In the description box, I can see the whole interview that I did with the alleged mother of Pierre P. Thomas. All right? So, nobody called. So I guess I'm going to end this phone call and I'm going to end this live.